Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The comments from Sergey Lavrov, it's gone absolutely viral, being covered by media all around the world, making the comment to say that it doesn't matter that Zelensky has Jewish heritage, so apparently did Hitler, and some of the worst anti-Semites in the world are Jewish. Look, I agree with part two of what he's saying, but how dangerous is this type of speak? Professor Karen Milner, chairperson for the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, good morning. Thanks for joining us today. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. It's an absolute pleasure to be here, and I'm very well, and how are you?
Excellent, thank you. So these types of comments, of course, are very problematic. Russia being the very country that gifted the world with the protocols of the Elders of Zion, and here we go. Is this part two?
So obviously it's appalling. I mean, I think that there's so many levels of real horror associated with what is said there. It's been used as an excuse, obviously, to attack another sovereign country. But on top of that, though, the idea that that he's suggesting that in some ways Jews are complicit or were complicit in their own genocide. You know, we've seen Hitler comparisons before and we've seen Holocaust comparisons before. But this is taking things to an absolutely new level and is completely unacceptable.
In terms of an approach, you know, it was hard to tell from that interview whether this was something he just sort of spontaneously thought of or if this is Russia's policy. It doesn't really matter because he was speaking on behalf of Russia and he was defending his country. So whatever he says is on behalf of Russia. But how should this be dealt with? What should the reaction be?
So I think that the reaction that we've seen, and in particular, I think we've seen the fury of the Israelis, and I think that is the appropriate reaction. As I said before, I think for two reasons. I think that there's not, was it off the cuff? Was he just saying something because the excuse of denazification has been debunked, or people are attempting to debunk it because of the fact that Zelensky is Jewish, and this emerged as a really bizarre and quite dangerous way of saying, well, it doesn't matter that Zelensky is Jewish. We still hold on to our belief that what we're doing is valid because it's a form of denazification. I think that's the one problem with it. And I think that the fact that Israel and that the world is as shocked as it is an appropriate response. I do think that this is correct to be horrified, and for all the diplomatic and other forms of outrage to be utilized in this way.
And of course the danger with this type of thing is this becomes a layer now for people to use. In a couple of years, people forget the outrage and forget the fact that it was debunked, but they will show proof, and this will become a thing that Hitler used by anti-Semites as just yet another way of being anti-Semitic or excusing anti-Semitism.
Absolutely. And it's not the first time. I mean, it's the first time that somebody with this kind of profile has used this term. I've certainly seen neo-Nazis have certainly suggested that there's some kind of vicious plan that Jews caused the Holocaust. So there are two ways of that it's been suggested, that Jews have caused the Holocaust through their own kind of demonic positioning, or that they literally caused the Holocaust to create sympathy. It's really, really bizarre reasoning that Jews wanted or were involved in the Holocaust to create some kind of sympathy for themselves. It usually goes, obviously, with some kind of Holocaust minimization. But it's a particularly hideous form of demonization.
What's interesting as well is when I heard that statement, part of me thought, wait a minute, have I read something that there was, a great-great-grandparent who was, we get so confused.
Yeah.
And I read a lot about, obviously, the subject. I'm fairly educated in this regard. And here I am thinking, hold on, is there a basis for this or isn't there? And that showed me quite how dangerous this is. Because if somebody like me who's involved in this is is starting to find this all a bit murky, what happens to somebody who isn't?
So absolutely, and I think that the two, and I mean, this hasn't been focused on as much, but the word that he used, he talked about Hitler has Jewish blood. So if you think about, you know, that whole notion of Jewish blood, of the essentialism of racism around Jews, you know, what is Jewish blood? Is he talking about, you know, he didn't say Hitler has some distant great-grandparent. He talked about something very essential and actually very, very necessary to the Nazi narrative, because, you know, there was no way to escape the Holocaust. The Holocaust was, and Hitler's genocide was precisely about Jewish blood. You couldn't convert, you couldn't run away, you couldn't surrender because you had Jewish blood, and he wanted to get rid of all the Jewish blood. So whether or not that was used deliberately, it certainly ties into other anti-Semitic notions, and is very, very disturbing.
Yeah, a very, very valid point that you're making about the use of the word blood, because that certainly isn't something that I had thought of. And it's very important, because that is exactly how these things are referred to. Can we expect, do you think, any reaction or retraction from Russia?
I really don't know. I mean, I was wondering that myself. I do wonder if they expected this kind of pushback. I think that Russians see themselves, and of course, Russia was involved in the liberation of Auschwitz. And I think that perhaps they were trying to play on some kind of parallel between them being liberators of Auschwitz and liberating some of the camps, and now positioning themselves as some kind of liberators of Ukraine. Clearly, neither the Ukrainians nor the rest of the world, and in particular, not Israel. So the people who are best placed to comment on whether or not Russia are in any way denazifying Ukraine are not playing along with this at any level. So I don't know if they'll continue with it, or whether, in fact, the outrage would be sufficient to warrant an apology. They don't seem to be the type to apologize, but I have.
No, but maybe if they start with the little things.
Yeah, and I do think that the backlash has been appropriate for that reason, is that they are trying to get some kind of sympathy around issues that really, and right in the beginning, I think right in the beginning of the war, Germany also commented around this Nazi issue. So we've had Germany, we've had Israel, we've had Jews all saying this is completely inappropriate. And I don't know, though, whether Russia will take any note of it, but I do think it undermines that narrative.
Absolutely right. Professor Karen Milner, chairperson of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, talking to us about the comments of Sergei Lavrov.